Garrett Scott served on the Normal Town Council for 23 years. He was a longtime state delegate to the United States Chess Federation, a tournament director who interacted with grandmasters and beginners alike. Scott served on the Federation Policy and Executive Boards and brought national championship tournaments to Bloomington Normal. And perhaps most importantly, he built a thriving school and adult tournament chess scene in central Illinois that lasted for decades. Scott grew up and spent most of his life in central Illinois, save for two grade school years spent in 1950s Alabama, where he first became aware of racism. The Supreme Court decision Brown versus Board of Education had just happened. Scott told the Chess Underground podcast a couple years ago he was appalled to hear classmates and adults say they would bring chains and other weapons to school to prevent integration.
I moved back at the end of my eighth grade year to Illinois and had this feeling that, you know, our country's not as good as I thought it was.
Scott said that shaped his decision as a freshman in college to go on a spring break trip to the South.
This was 1963. So in going to Savannah, Georgia, we were going to go down and help a black organization, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC. We were going to help the local chapter do voter registration work.
Scott said he learned years later that trip was a proof of concept for a larger voter registration campaign that became a well-known part of the civil rights movement. Later that year, he was part of another church trip, the March on Washington, where he heard Martin Luther King deliver the famous I Have a Dream speech.
It was just an experience that said to me, there is hope. We're going to make it. It'll come. May take a couple years, but we'll get there. I was so optimistic about everything that afternoon after his speech.
Late that same day, Scott's optimism came crashing down when the group was refused service at a Maryland restaurant because some of them were black. Scott told the podcast those experiences pushed him to join the effort to pass a human rights ordinance in the town of Normal to protect some parts of the LGBTQ community from discrimination. It failed 5-2 on the first attempt, but Scott said it was important to have the vote, and a couple elections later, the outcome changed. Scott's town council service touched many areas. Former city manager Mark Peterson says Scott's approach to governance was much like himself, affable, low-key, and collaborative.
Garrett was a rock-solid elected official. He was there for the right reasons. He was not a grandstander. He had no personal motives. He loved the community and I think saw service on the council as a way to give back.
Former Mayor Paul Harmon says Scott's operating style was reflective and centered on what would help the community as a whole. Harmon says he appointed Scott to co-chair the committee to create the Constitution Trail hiking and biking linear park that now spreads widely throughout the community.
I knew he had the way of working with people that could bring it to fruition, and he did that.
Harmon says it was not an easy lift, but Scott deserves to be called one of the fathers of the trail.
It is such a popular feature today that people don't remember it was controversial then. You know, we don't want this in our backyards. We're going to have crime. He had to work with that, and I believe it got approved in Normal because of Garrett's patience and sort of convincing people that, you know, these bad things are most likely not going to happen.
Today, thousands use the trail, and trail access boosts the sale price of a home. Every politician has a pet peeve or two. Former city manager Mark Peterson says Scott's was visual clutter of the streetscape.
I recall he was very much opposed to sign pollution and therefore in favor of sign control.
Peterson says other municipalities later used some of the sign code passed with Scott's urging. Scott served 23 years on the council, finally losing his seat in the 2003 election. In his working life, Scott was a speech pathologist in District 87 schools. Friend and former Mayor Paul Harmon says Scott was razor sharp at that.
I always found fascinating is he could place somebody who was raised in Illinois within 25 miles of where they were raised. by listening to their voice.
But Scott's influence on the community and nation is largest by far in chess.
I can't think of anybody who made a bigger impact in the lives of chess players in Bloomington Normal than Garrett Scott.
Pete Karyanis is the Assistant Director of Events for the United States Chess Federation. Scott coached at several high schools and grade schools over four decades. He seeded school clubs. He directed tournaments that would draw 200-plus kids every Saturday. And Karyanis says Scott always did more.
Giving of himself, very generous with his time and with his knowledge, with everything he had, really, you know, opening up his home to students and friends. I remember a few times when he would just, you know, have an open house, and whoever wanted to come over, just stop by, talk chess, play chess.
Karyanis says Scott believed in the importance of education and the value of chess as an educational tool, and dedicated his life to following that belief. Today, chess preparation often involves computers, brute force memorization, and exhaustive preparation that often carries a player from the opening well into the middle game before having to stop and think. That wasn't Scott's approach. He said he encouraged kids to evaluate the board themselves.
I did not do much opening. I taught some principles of the openings, but pins, skewers, forks, how to promote a pawn. If you've got those in your bag, and right. So it's just exciting to teach scholastic players.
And for 33 years, Scott directed a chess tournament held on Martin Luther King Day, which he also used to impress on the children the importance of the holiday.
At the tournament, nearly every year, I have spoken about a little bit of my experience and how no one should ever look down on any other human being.
The United States Chess Federation's Pete Karyanis says he first came to know Scott when he was a player at one of those King Day tournaments. Then he brought his own children to them. Scott was affable, occasionally wry, most often with a glint of humor about the foibles of humans.
One of the kindest people I knew, and I think he had a desire to see that sort of generosity and kindness, you know, in everybody. He had a way of finding it in people and bringing it out.
Scott's coaching had a lot of success, too, with players becoming state champions at several levels of scholastic chess. In one memorable stretch, the University High School team he coached won first, second, third, and fourth places at the state tournament over a period of several years. Scott said that was nice. He was proud of it. It was a very hard thing to do. But that's not why he coached.
I've had a very good life, and chess has been a big part of it. And I have enjoyed it, and watching young people develop.
Garrett Scott was 78. I'm Charlie Schlenker.